This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, March 8. Raise the roof. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 2. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." A paralyzed man and his friends met Jesus. The friends believed that Jesus could heal the paralyzed man, so they wanted to bring him to Jesus. But the crowds were so big that there was no way to reach him in the house where he was teaching. Then the four friends had an idea, and they tore through the house roof so that they could lower their friend down to Jesus. Because the roof was probably made of thatch or some other common material, it may well have been easy to repair afterward. But these friends had a strong faith in Jesus' healing power. They were so focused on getting their friend to Jesus that they were willing to dig through a roof. They believed that the healing power of Jesus for their friend was more important than anything else. Jesus saw the depth of their faith, and even before healing the man physically, he declared, "Son, your sins are forgiven." In this incident, and in many others, Jesus is more concerned with forgiveness and healing than with following the letter of the law, or doing only what society thought was appropriate. We can be glad that Jesus is so devoted to loving and healing people. Nothing will stop Jesus from loving and healing us, too. We can have faith, like the faith of these friends, in Jesus' power to love us and heal us today. Pray with me. God of healing power, give me faith that focuses on Jesus alone. Assure me of his love for me and for all the world. Heal me in body, mind, and spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.